All right, let's bring up another storyteller. This, our third solo, comes from a proud cheesehead who collects hats. He's been married for 27 wonderful years out of 38 total, and has three daughters, those were his words, not mine, and has three daughters, two Bobs, sons-in-law, and three grandkids. Please welcome Grant Hagen.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not shout, I'm telling you why. I am Santa Claus. I became Santa Claus Thanksgiving time 1974 when I saw a want ad in the journal. Santa Claus, Capitol Court, Kooky Cookie House. Sounds like some of you remember. Capitol Court was an open mall at the time. The Kooky Cookie House was placed between some stores, kind of like a cell phone kiosk might be located now in an enclosed mall. Kooky Cookie House was about 24 feet long, 12 feet wide, door at one end with an entrance for the kids to come and talk to Santa. Santa Claus is thrown down on this end. Exit door. On the way, while you're waiting in line, you saw Kooky Cookies being made by Little Ann Miniatronics. 1974 version, not like anything Disney or Pixar does, believe me. And after you left, Santa Claus gave you a gingerbread cookie. The Santa Claus at Boston store gave you a candy cane. The Santa Claus at Gimbel's gave you a coloring book. We'll learn about that later. To get ready to be Santa Claus, I had a big red beard then. I just started growing this one today to get ready for Christmas. The big red one, I had to bleach all the color out, particularly attractive. And then every time it was time to go on, I would spray it all white. So it's like having a concrete beard, pretty much. It looked good, but you didn't want to touch. Being Santa Claus was a whole new experience for me, as you can imagine. The first day was fabulous. It was Thanksgiving, there were carols, there was a party, a tree lighting thing. Santa Claus is up on a stage, people are singing, dancing, everybody's happy. Then the drudgery began. 9 to 9, every day from Black Friday, which wasn't called Black Friday then, but it became Black Friday for me because it was the start of being Santa Claus. Every day, 9 to 9 with one 15-minute break. You can imagine. The Kooky Cookie House, when the door was open, which it was constantly because the line was always longer than would fit inside the little building, Santa Claus could see the bank clock. The time never moved. But the temperature did. It went down. Many times Santa looked out to see single digits. And the little electric heater back here did not keep up. There are 5 different kinds of people that come to see Santa Claus. There are babies. All babies know how to do is grab that beard and pull on it. And when it's a real beard, it hurts when a little kid gets his claws on it and grabs it. Babies are okay, though, because they don't have ill intent. That's all right. The second kind of people that come to see Santa Claus are the backward kids. Now, these aren't kids with disabilities or anything. These are kids where every part of their body is going backwards except for their stomach, because that's where their mom is pushing them. They're going like this, trying to get away from Santa Claus, but their stomach is moving towards him. The third type of people that talk to Santa Claus starts with a B and rhymes with witch. These are mommies who have come with their kids to see Santa Claus. They do not say Santa Claus-ly things. Santa Claus, we drove all the way up from Chicago to see you, and we've been waiting outside in the cold for 45 minutes. Santa Claus has been stuck in here for 4.5 hours, lady, and it's awful cold, and I'll bet you passed up 200 Santa Clauses on your way up here from Chicago. Santa Claus, can't you do anything about the cookies? Lady, they put these cookies in a box next to me, and I hand them out. That's all I know about the cookies. Santa Claus, when we just saw you up at Gimbel's, I know you just saw me up at Gimbel's, so you don't have to tell me anything else again, because you just talked to me up at Gimbel's. The fourth type of people that come to visit Santa Claus are the brats. These are the kids that have the candy cane, and they have the coloring book, and they're 16. All they want is a cookie. Santa just remembers talking to you up there. Here's your cookie. Hit the road, kid. It's not all cynical. It's not all Billy Bob Thornton when you're Santa Claus. Sometimes a little bit of Edmund Gwynn from Miracle on 34th Street creeps its way in. Not to say that I learned how to speak Finnish or anything. But there were wonderful little kids that came, and that is the magic of Christmas for me, when a little 3 or 4 year old comes and sits on your lap and tells you the cutest little thing. All I want, Santa, is a little doll. All I want, Santa, is a little wagon. And you kind of look and you get a little guidance from mom and dad, if they're going to get that, because you don't want to make promises, you know, that they're not going to get. And sometimes, you know, all you want is a little doll, huh? Well, how's it look, Mom, you know? Oh, sure. Oh, I'm pretty sure you'll get something very nice. Santa learns to be pretty much noncommittal, because you don't want... You get the kid that asks for the BB gun, and, you know, you're tempted to say, you'll put your eye out, but that movie wasn't released then, so I never had that to fall back on. In my future, that was the only year that I did that. I gave up being a sit-down in one spot Santa Claus. But I have done it ever since then. Charity events, little things where Santa can schmooze a little bit more, you know. He leans more towards Billy Bob Thornton, but I can't help it. Part of the thing that's fun is when you have a Santa suit on, nobody's going to mess with you. Believe me. You can mug on any girl that's around. You know, you keep it appropriate, of course, but nobody messes with Santa Claus. Big, tough, big bully guys, they'll sit on your lap. Come on, sit on Santa's lap. The great big guy, you know, that never gets a sit on Santa's lap, he's my favorite. Come on over here. And 99 times out of 100, they'll sit on your lap and enjoy it and get their picture taken. It's a wonderful thing. I enjoy being Santa Claus. I hope you enjoy your Christmas. I have to shout out to my favorite Mrs. Santa Claus, Maggie, who couldn't be here tonight. I love you. She's my gift. Thank you.